The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Panthers 3 and the Sharks 1. Time now for our instant replay of this game, played in front of a crowd of 18,646 fans at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, Florida. As has been a problem this season, the Sharks came out, gave up a goal early. The Panthers, determined to get on the board as soon as they could, would do it 23 seconds after the opening faceoff. Off the draw, Sharks dump it back into their own territory, and Blackwood and goal to our left put the handoff onto Wallman's stick. He gave it away. Here comes a shot to the net. Save, rebound, score! Matthew Tkachuk is in front of the net. Sam Bennett intercepted that pass as Blackwood fed it up the boards, and it's 1-0 Florida. This is exactly what the doctor did not order. 23 seconds in, Tkachuk's ninth from Bennett. After that little missed exchange, Blackwood with Wallman on the miscommunication, the turnover, the shot, the goal. It's the seventh time the Sharks have allowed a goal within the first 2 minutes of a game this season, which is the most number of times that that has happened in the entire National Hockey League. But right at that point is the time when Mackenzie Blackwood started to take over in this game. He made some unbelievable stops when the score was 1-0, including this one. Well, the power play's over, and Tkachuk's out of the box. He's got it on the right wing side. Lead pass, breakaway, Forsling moves and shoots. Great save by Mackenzie Blackwood. He needed that one. He did. That was a save on a breakaway by Gustav Forsling, and then right after that, he had to make another big stop. In the left corner of the Sharks' end, Ruda sends it up to near boards. Cardwell made the decision over there, got it to Granlund, lost it. Here's a quick shot. Great save by Blackwood. That is off the stick of the man who leads the NHL in goal scoring, Sam Reinhart, and an unusual turnover there for San Jose, but a good save by Blackwood. With the score 1-0 early in the second period, Blackwood's theatrics would continue. The Sharks need a change, but they're not going to get it. 3-on-1. In front. Ekblad, the shot. Oh, what a save by Blackwood. Did the splits and stop there, and Ekblad on the play, and we get a stoppage. What a save by Mackenzie Blackwood. On that save, we had to realize, Jason Demers, that Blackwood was going to have a special night.
Yeah, he was absolutely incredible all night and continued until the end of the game, that's for sure.
Well, the score was 1-0 at that point, but halfway through the contest, Matthew Tkachuk had been called for a penalty for roughing 6:16 into the second period after a little confrontation with Carl Grundstrom, who very deftly was able to draw that call and give the Sharks the man advantage. Unfortunately, the Sharks could not score on the power play, and then shortly after the penalty expired, Tkachuk was in on the play that would make it 2-0. Chase back down on the Sharks zone, near side. Ferraro fans on it, stolen by Tkachuk. Moving in, backhand shot. Oh no, he scores! Tkachuk gets the backhand shot after taking that puck away. Moving into the right circle, let the backhand go. Might have fooled Blackwood for just a split second. He got a piece of it, but it kind of wafted over his shoulder and kind of settled into the net. And it's 2-0 Florida, both goals by Matthew Tkachuk. This one is his 10th of the year. Tkachuk continues his mastery over the San Jose Sharks. Now in 23 games, he has 9 goals, 20 assists, 29 points in his career against Sharks hockey. Tomas Nosek got the only assist on that one, and it was 2-0 in favor of Florida. And then it would be 3-0 as the Panthers would get a couple of power play opportunities, and Alexander Barkov, the team captain, would put it in. Here come the Panthers on the move through center. Reinhart is out there. Barkov, Verhaeghe, centering play, intercepted by Ferraro, couldn't clear it out, Tkachuk kept it in, throws it across to the left, and now it's over to the right, and the shot, score! Barkov, tic-tac-toe, again, Tkachuk intercepts a clearing attempt to start the play, this time, Barkov finishes it. It is a power play goal for Florida, and they lead 3-0.
I guess you can tell by this point in the game, Jason Demers, that Kachuk's fingerprints were all over this game.
Yeah, a little bit too much, and he is such a catalyst for this team and really is the engine. If you would say that Barkov's the heartbeat of this team, he's really the engine that drives it, and he's just incredible to watch out there.
With the score 3-0, Klim Kostin thought he was going to get credit for a goal and a pretty nifty tic-tac-toe set of passes, but unfortunately the Sharks were taking a penalty at that moment, and so the goal did not count. And then it was time for Sergei Bobrovsky to enter the goaltending derby. Here comes the Sharks, breakaway, moving in, cut it all by himself, save made by Bobrovsky! Oh, man, what a chance for Luke Cunnan. If that puck goes in, they were shorthanded at that point. That would have changed the tempo of the game.
Yes, big time. It was just a great pass by Mikael Granlund, springing Luke Cunnan onto a breakaway, and just one of those you want to see go in, just try to will it in. But, I mean, Bob was just so calm in there with a nice blocker save.
In the third period early on, there was a little exchange, and Mario Ferraro took 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct and 5 minutes for fighting with Sam Bennett, who was off the ice, 5 for fighting. That put the Panthers on the power play, but Ferraro, standing up for his teammates, did not get an instigation minor and a 10-minute misconduct, so he was able to return to the game. Meantime, the Sharks had 4 power play chances in the third to get back into the contest, and they ended up getting just 1 goal, and it came with a minute and a half remaining in the third, just too little too late, but Tyler Toffoli made the play that the Sharks needed to make a little bit earlier. Minute 30 remaining in the game. Fans cheering for Bobrovsky here. As now Granlund on the point, holds it, shoots it toward the net. Chip, score! Tyler Toffoli was wide open, and Granlund set him up perfectly, and that breaks the shutout. It's a power play goal for Tyler Toffoli, and the Sharks are down by the score of 3-1 for Tyler Toffoli. That is goal number 11 on the season. Toffoli's 11th from Granlund and from Wallman. A power play goal with the extra attacker on, 6-on-4 at 18:35. The Sharks' lengthy goalless drought ending right there at 78 minutes and 21 seconds, dating back to the game against Tampa Bay. And it would be Florida hanging on to win by a 3-1 count. Well, the Panthers up their record to 17-9-2. They now have 36 points. The Sharks falling back to 10-15-5. But Jason Demers, with those 25 points, they're better than they were last year. And they have an opportunity to finish this road trip with a decent record, but they're going to have to do a little bit better against Carolina and St. Louis.
Yeah, you just kind of keep taking the positive moments and building on those and, you know, trying to learn from the negative plays and the things that they can improve on, you know. And I think defensively, the last two games have shown they need to keep closing hard. They need to work on their breakouts a little bit because I think that fueled a lot of the offense from the Florida Panthers. So, but listen, you got another beautiful thing about the NHL in 2 days. You got another game right around the corner, so you got to get ready for that.
A couple of other notes, too, about the game. The shots on goal in the third period were 20-14 in favor of Florida. The Panthers also had 20 shots on goal in the second period to San Jose's 9. Totals for the game, 53 shots on goal for the Florida Panthers and 29 for the San Jose Sharks. You may remember that Mackenzie Blackwood, in his San Jose Sharks debut on October the 14th, 2023, made 51 saves against Colorado. That was at SAP Center. Well, tonight he made 50 stops, and he would make that last stop to basically set a Sharks record. Here's a shot toward the net by Lundell. That's kind of a tricky save made there by Blackwood. And that is his 50th save of the game. So Mackenzie Blackwood, as of this moment, has the most saves of any Sharks goaltender this year. But it's his second 50-save performance in a San Jose uniform, and he's the first goalie in Sharks history to ever do that. So Mackenzie Blackwood is doing everything he can.
Yeah, he is just so fun to watch on a night-in and night-out basis, the way he battles. And knowing him a little bit personally now, just his demeanor, I love how calm he is and really aloof, would be the term for him. But, yeah, he battles so hard, and I feel like he's improved so much since last year and continues to every game. So, I mean, there's a lot to like in his game.
Once again, the final score tonight, the Florida Panthers 3 and the San Jose Sharks 1. All you can say if you're a Sharks fan is to say it's on to Carolina and let's win there. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay.
This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.